And so we got on the plane, 3/4 an hour late. We're an hour in, and the co-pilot comes on and says, okay, estimated time of arrival, we got headwind, so we're going to be even later. So I thought, no, we're not. But then that's how I reacted. No, we're not going to be that way. So I thought, well, okay, some angels will go and change the wind. So about an hour and a half later, the co-pilot comes on again and says, ah, the winds, we have a strong tailwind. And we actually got there early. So that was a good start. But then when I got there, it took about 24 hours to get there. Left on Monday, got there on Wednesday. 13 hours ahead. Then I had a five-hour drive up to the north, which was great because I saw some scenery and stuff like that. And then I was meeting with a group. They have a small group there. And sort of divine appointments. God knows who needs to come to engage these sorts of things. A lady there met a lady in a school one morning and told her that we are having these meetings, and they brought a whole load of Mary tribesmen. The tribe leaders, church pastors, they were going to a wedding and they dropped their wedding plans and came to the meeting, which is really interesting because they had a whole perspective on the supernatural, spiritual side of New Zealand coming from their sort of spiritual ancestral worship background, which was quite interesting because while I was flying over there, I saw some just things in the atmosphere. I thought, okay, who's going to deal with those sorts of spiritual dynamics? But when then you connect up with the sort of the local people, then you can sort of come together. So that whole first session was great. And then I traveled 13 hours by car down to the south of the North Island and met some people there in a church, in a Presbyterian church, in fact, which was quite interesting. The pastor of the Presbyterian church came along to the first few sessions. He was just sort of like, whoa, what's all this? But it's good. I had a good chat to him. So there, again, connected with a group of people. Some people who were on the Engaging God program, some people who were just new, and had a good time there. Then moved another hour or so into a place called Hamilton, met with a group there. And it was great because they really caught hold of some stuff and started to talk about establishing a church and a Venture 3 there. And then traveled back to Auckland, which is the sort of the biggest city in New Zealand. And there was just a whole spiritual vacuum there. I mean, there are lots of big churches, but just no one really doing the things we're doing. So that was great. First night, we had a gathering there, absolutely hammering down with rain, because they were at a drought. And when last time I went to LA, they had a drought. So I thought, okay, well, let's bring some rain. So we did, and we had like 8 inches of rain in 2 days, which was interesting. So the first night, had a good evening. We come out, and someone had locked the gate, padlocked it. So all these cars couldn't get out. And there was a Sikh lady who came, and a lady who wasn't yet a believer, who came from one of the other ladies' office. They invited them to come. And so I talked a lot about the angelic realm and how angels help us in different things. So we were going out, and they were at the front of the queue. And they said, well, we can't get out. And they had a two-hour drive to get home. So it was like, I said, okay. So they jokingly said, well, you better send one of your angels. So I thought, nah, you don't need to send angels. So I went up to the padlock. Again, okay, looking at this, you have a choice. You know, it's like, do you accept that, try and ring up, get someone to come and open it, or do you believe there's another way? So I believed, actually, it would be open. So I went up there and pulled the padlock open, opened it. You know, and the rest of them have been yanking on it. It wouldn't open. So sometimes you just have to say, we have a higher authority, a higher power to be able to do those things. Because it wasn't a blessing for everyone to be stuck. You know, God didn't want people stuck there. So the rest of the week there, met quite a number of people. Again, they're going to establish a new ecclesia there. They've formed a Bench of Three. They've now formed a Facebook group for Engaging God in New Zealand. So they're all connecting with each other. So all those people who connected across 4 or 5 different places are now in relationship, which is really the purpose of going to these places. It's like people can listen to teaching online, but you can connect people relationally that weren't connected before. So now they are going to form relationships and begin to do things across the North Island of New Zealand in that way. So overall, it was a job done, really, in terms of mission accomplished. In terms of those connections, a lot of people signed up for the Engaging God program as a result of that. one of the ladies, one of the Maori ladies up in the north, she just caught hold of something straight away. And I saw her just before she went. And she was just like, right, we've been practicing in the car with her children on the way to school. Just praying in tongues on the inside, praying in tongues on the outside. And just really caught hold of something. And actually her children started to have visions and started to have engagements. Because children tend to do it much easier than adults because we don't have all the baggage in the way. So overall, yeah, really good trip. All right.
Less than 5 minutes. Well done.